Welcome to What's the Answer, a live call-in talk show that will answer your questions concerning life issues based on the Word of God.
In these economic times, am I really supposed to tithe?
Is Jesus really coming back?
Okay, I'm single. How does God expect me to make it alone when everyone I know seems to have someone?
What does God expect from me?
Is your life full of challenges and you need some real answers? What's the Answer? A live call-in talk show with Pastor Michael Thomas of the Love and Faith Christian Fellowship Church in Greensboro.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Welcome to What's the Answer, your live call-in Christian talk show. Of course, I'm your host, Bishop Michael Thomas. Of course, I'm Bishop over Love and Faith Christian Fellowship, as well as Good Shepherds Fellowship International. My co-hosts are Bishop Leroy George, who pastors a wonderful church in Greensboro, Open Door Fellowship, and Bishop Daryl Beatty, who pastors a wonderful church in McLeansville, Word of Faith Christian Fellowship. And of course, our sponsor is Love and Faith Christian Fellowship, and we're located at 4344 Blackberry Road in Greensboro and 521 Cinema Drive in Kernersville. We're one church in two locations. Love and Faith Christian Fellowship is the ministry where Jesus Christ is Lord and the people are loved. Of course, you can reach us here at the church at 336-632-0205, or you can visit Love and Faith website at www.loveandfaith.org. Well, if you're calling from anywhere in the Piedmont Triad area, you're calling from anywhere in the state of North Carolina, if you're calling from anywhere in the United States of America, if you're calling from anywhere in the world, you can reach us right here in the studio, and that's at 336-387-0562. Of course, you're calling overseas. I think that's 01+336-387-0562. And of course, today you can also be with us on social media. Of course, you can be with us on live streaming. Of course, that's Love and Faith Radio, as well as you can be with us on Facebook, Love and Faith Radio, Twitter at Love Faith Radio, Instagram, or now it's X at Love Faith Radio, Instagram, Love and Faith Radio, as well as YouTube, Love and Faith Radio. Well, again, such a joy, such a pleasure to have you. Now, some of you, especially those of you on social media, you can see me. I'm in my bishop garb today. I got my collar on and my cross and all that. And that is because I have a funeral that I have to go preach in a few minutes. And so don't think you're at a church service. I just have to be here. I don't have time to go change, and because the service actually starts at 11:30. So, but anyway, it is so good to be on air today, and I'm so glad that you're here. I want to say thank you so much for those of you who pray for us, those of you who are with us, for those of you who we get a chance to meet in the community, who share with us how these broadcasts are a blessing to you. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. You know, someone said it this way: you cannot spell a success without you. So we can't be successful without you, you praying, you lifting us up, and you helping us. And so, again, it's a joy, it's a pleasure to be on air today. Well, Bishop George is here, and Bishop Beatty is here. The team is here. Of course, everybody's here. And then, of course, our team there in Winston-Salem, there at the Truth Broadcast Network. We're on several stations locally and nationally and internationally. There are people that actually that's visiting us from all over the world. Let me just say hi to those that are here. Let's go up, Brother Percy. Yeah, let's go all the way up. Just want to say good morning and thank you for those of you who join us. Sister Dalton, God bless you. Woman of God. Sister Smith, God bless you. Woman of God. Sister Wright, God bless you. Woman of God. And all the others of you that are signing on, it is such a pleasure. Now, I know there are some people who told me just recently, I listen every week. I watch by the way of social media. But one lady told me, I'm talking about you, the one who told me this. I'm at my job and I can't. That's okay. For those of you who can't sign on, that's okay. And those that are listening by radio and your cars and your home and your businesses, wherever you are, it is a pleasure. It is a delight for us to bring these live. You know, What's the Answer has been on the air for over 20 years. And it's been an amazing journey for us. We started very small. And that's what God does. Listen to you. Listen to me, men and women of God that's trying to get there overnight. God never starts you overnight success. Brother Smith, God bless you. Sister Jordan, God God bless you. Good to see you, woman of God, man of God. All of you that are joining us by social media, it is our pleasure. But God does not promote you overnight, man. You know, you got to be faithful in the few things. Then he said, I'll make you ruler over many. And so we started out very faithfully, Bishop George and myself. We started out just a few minutes and then went to 30. Now, and actually, someone said, I think last week, I wish you guys could stay on. We could. However, like, I got to go preach a funeral in a few minutes. We got some, and I'm so thankful. Sister Howell, thank God bless you. Good to see you. Thank you so much for being with us today. You know, and these men of God, Bishop George and Bishop Beatty, you know, they pastor churches. And so sometimes we sacrifice to come on at this particular time because we have other things to do. But I am so thankful to both of them and to the team, the crew here, Brother Johnson, Sister Van, Brother Samuel, Brother Percy, Sister Linda, and again, those that are in Winston-Salem. It is such a joy. And we know that many of them are sacrificing their times, but we are very, very, very thankful. You know, the Bible says that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so we are praying that God will reward them very, very rapidly. Well, Bishop George, it's so good to see you. Bishop Beatty, how are you brothers doing today?
Doing fine, Bishop Thomas, and to Bishop Beatty and to technicians right here in the studio, technicians in Winston-Salem, and to all our radio listeners. We just thank God for another day that the Lord has allowed us to be here on What's the Answer. And I thank God for Bishop Beatty being back. Amen. And thank God for all the things that the Lord is doing for What's the Answer. When I heard Bishop was talking, it's a marvelous thing what the Lord has given us a platform through his love that we'd be able to speak to the body of Christ. And I believe with all my heart, it's so important now that we have a program where we just deal with the word. We don't deal with denominations. We just want to speak to the body of Christ. And also, we love to hear about the listeners speak back to us. I believe today that we have a tremendous subject. And I want you to call someone. Let someone know What's the Answer is on the air.
Well, good morning, Bishop Thomas. Good morning, Bishop George. Good morning to the team here in the studio, as well as everyone out there. Truly, it's a blessing to be back in the studio. I missed you guys, you know, last week, but I thank God in his faithfulness. He has allowed me to be back with you. And again, it's just such a tremendous blessing. I look forward each and every week to the opportunity to participate and be a part, you know, of What's the Answer, because, you know, as Bishop Thomas and Bishop George have said that, you know, What's the Answer has really been a blessing in so many lives, you know, over the years. And many of you have just, you know, faithfully committed yourself to this hour that What's the Answer, you know, has been on. And so we truly thank God for the opportunity to just help strengthen, help encourage. I believe God has just called us to walk alongside of your pastors that, you know, just to help strengthen, help build you up in your faith so that, you know, you can be the person that God, you know, has called you to be. And so I'm just grateful and privileged really to be a part of this. As Bishop Thomas, you know, was saying, it's been over 20 years and him and Bishop George started out, you know, faithfully with those 15 minutes. Yeah. And, you know, through that, God, did y'all reach the half an hour before you got to the hour?
We went from 15 minutes to a half an hour.
Yeah. 15 minutes to half an hour and now, you know, an hour over the years. Yeah. And you know, I'm so glad. I think it was in 2005 mm-hmm. that I was invited to come along and be a part of the Three Hebrew Boys to make this thing complete. And so, you know, I'm just so grateful to be able to share this time that we have every week really to come together as the body of Christ beyond, as Bishop George and Bishop Thomas saying, denomination, and mm-hmm. just come together as a family, as the body of Christ, and be able to have dialogue with one another to encourage each other. So I'm grateful, privileged to be a part of it. Today we're going to have a tremendous broadcast. So if you have not done so by now, go ahead, call your neighbors, call your friends, and don't forget about your enemies too.
God bless you. And again, thank you very so much, Sister Hamilton. God bless you. Thank you so much again for joining us. All of those that are joining us, Sister Robertson, Sister Stewart, God bless you. God bless you. All of you that are joining us by social media, and of course, those of you that are listening by radio, and again, of course, pretty pretty soon we'll open that line for you to share by radio. But I want to thank all of those that I can see by the way of social media. Well, Bishop George, you have the scripture for today.
Yes, sir. Our scripture today comes from 16th Psalms and the 11th verse. And it reads, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. At the right hand there are pleasures forevermore."
Today we're going to talk about, is God's presence important in your life? Is God's presence important in your life? You know, when I think about this, I always go back to the garden. You know, most people, you know, Adam and Eve lived in utopia. They lived in paradise. I mean, amen. And a lot of people think that was paradise just because of the beauty of the garden. And I'm telling you, I'm sure it was beautiful. Anything God, the Bible says that God planted the trees, God planted the garden. So it was beautiful. And of course, the lakes that ran through, it's all beautiful. But I think what made the garden a place of utopia was the presence of God. I believe that Adam and Eve enjoy the presence of God. And I believe that, you know, the presence of God was so active in there, in the garden, that they were naked and were not ashamed. They were in the presence of God and not ashamed because they were naked. It was not until sin came in that they became naked and they became ashamed. But the presence of God is very, very important. You know, in Psalms 116, it says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasure forevermore." One of the things that I really am thankful to God is to know how I have experienced the presence of God. I submit that there are a lot of places today that have hundreds and thousands and maybe even 20 and 30 people that are meeting, but there's no presence. I believe that the church now, part of the church, not the whole church, but part of the church have gone to entertainment, and there are people who think that because the music is tight, because the singing is tight, because they shout and run and do all those things, and nothing wrong with us shouting and praising God in a dance, but that's not the presence. When I was saved in 1974, I was in a little small church at the beginning. It grew to over 2,000. But one of the things they taught us was how to seek God and to seek his presence. You know, to seek the presence of God is one of the things is you've got to have a prayer life and you've got to be a worshiper. And so we think worship is just lifting my hands and singing a song. But that is far beyond what true worship is. But God has given us something that's unique. And once you have experienced the presence of God, nothing else satisfies. It's amazing. You know, I hear a lot of stuff. And every now and then, I go to YouTube and I see these people shouting and running, but no presence. I mean, they're just the music sound good, but no presence. And listen, I cannot live. I cannot exist. I can't do what I do without God's presence. Now, there are people that are gifted and talented, and they can preach, they can do all of that, and no presence. But I'm telling you, God has never designed you, me, to exist on this life without the presence of God. And I believe that's what Adam and Eve missed the most when they sinned, that there's no presence of God, because the Bible says that his voice would be heard. He would come into the garden to visit with them by his voice. His presence was so strong, you could hear it. Let me tell you, yes, is it important? The presence of God is important. I submit to you that there are a lot of places on the earth today, here in America, around the world, when we travel, they got a lot of form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof because there's no presence of God. I mean, you can shout. You don't listen. You don't have to be. When we were at a place on our street, 817 our street in San Antonio, when I first got saved, and there was a lot of winos on the corner, and the music get sounding good, and some of those winos would come and they could outshout the saints. they could put them up and put them down. So shouting does not mean that the presence of God is there, because the choir can sing or preacher can preach, don't mean the presence of God. Once you listen, nothing satisfies me. Nothing. Listen to me, beloved. Nothing satisfies me without the presence of God. I've gone to many churches, and I've gone, you know, of course, as you know, God has blessed me to travel around the world. And there are some places I've gone in, and there are thousands of people, and I'm thinking, where's the presence? All these people, who didn't bring him? You guys are doing a lot of stuff, but once you experience his presence, Listen, you don't want the fake. You don't want. Listen, I want the presence of God.
You know, it's very powerful because subject today is God's presence important in your life? And I say yes. For one thing that I have, the Lord has taught me over the years, that when you're in the presence of the Lord, you become open to Him. In other words, you realize that there's nothing hidden when you're in the presence of the Lord. And you understand, you get an understanding that God knows all about us. He knows all about our weaknesses, and He knows about how we think and what we're doing in the time when it's time to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And when you become open, you just share everything in His presence. I also thought about that. You got to have that spiritual ear, and you got to have that sensitivity to feel the presence of the Lord. And sometimes it's like faith. You know that God is there and you can sense it, and you have awe about who the Lord is. And I think it's very important that we stay filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us. And he's not there to make us shout and do. That's fine, like Bishop Thomas was saying. But the Holy Spirit is there to let us know that God is real and He's awesome and He's worthy to be praised, even in the midst of trials. When you know the presence of God, even when you're in a trial and you can know the presence of God is with you, you just know that everything is going to be all right. Because we were talking about David earlier before we came on the air. David understood the presence of God. And one of the things that David, and it came to me, we talked about it, 51 Psalm. David always, Lord, created me a clean heart. And I believe the presence of God gives us that ability and that awareness that God knows my heart and that I love Him and He will never leave me nor forsake me. It's all right to get, dancing. That's fine. But I like it when you know the presence of God there, and it's like a stillness, and you're aware that He's there. And you might not be able to see, but you know He's there because you've been in His presence before. And I love the presence of God. And I thought about this because you got to learn how to love the Lord with all your heart and all your mind. And totally, when you feel His presence, you know how insignificant you are when you're in the presence of God. And I'm so happy that I know the presence of God and how important it is for all the believers to have the presence of God in their life.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, the question is, how important is the presence of God, in your life? You know, there are certain things in life that you cannot live without. And these things are called essentials. You know, you cannot live without the air that you breathe. You just can't do it. You can't, live life without water, without food. You know, you can't, just live life with no blood flowing through your veins. In other words, there are just some things in life that you cannot live without. And for me, number one, God is that essential in my life that I just can't live without Him, because I've tasted of His goodness. You know, Hebrews talked about, it's impossible to have tasted, of God's Spirit and then, just walk away. You just can't do that. I'm like Moses and Moses in Exodus chapter 33. Moses told God, he said, listen here. He said, God, if your presence don't go with us, Lord, we ain't going. Moses understood just how essential, how important the presence of God is. Even Jesus Himself understood how important and essential the presence of God is in our lives as believers. Jesus told the disciples, he said, it's important for you that I go away. He said, because if I don't go away, then the promise of my Father will not come, talking about the Holy Spirit, the very presence of God himself. And so Jesus understood how important the Holy Spirit would be in our lives, because the Holy Spirit would not just be with us. Now we have the very presence of God living down on the inside of us, ordering and directing our steps in life. And so let me put it this way. I don't want to live without the presence of God. For me, he is an essential. I've got to have him more than life itself.
Well, of course, today we're talking about, is God's presence important in your life? And of course, it really, really is. You know, my concern today is that there is a group of people, I believe, that don't know the presence of God. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean they're not in church. Mm-hmm. Don't mean they're not jamming. Don't mean that they're not shouting and running and giving each other high fives. But listen, there's nothing, as Bishop Beatty was just saying, it's very true for me. You know, there's some things just that are essential. Yes. in life. I got to breathe. I mean, I just cannot exist without breath. I got to have it. I got to have blood running warm in my veins, as the old saints would say. Yeah. But I got to have those things. I got to have God. Yes. I'm not that good. And that's unfortunate that there are some people who feel or think that they're good because they're talented, they're gifted. There are preachers who can preach without the presence of God. There are preachers that can sing, and people that can sing, they just got a good melodious voice. I got to have the presence. Yes. Because it's the presence of God that breaks the yoke. It's the presence of God that ministers. It is the presence of God that set us apart from the world. Listen, you heard me say this many, many times. It's very true. There are always people that have more than what we have. There are people that have more money than what you have, okay? Of course, I know you got $2.55. Somebody's got $5.55, okay? There's somebody look better than you. There's always somebody look better than me. There's always somebody smarter than me. But listen, nobody, if you have the presence of God and you understand, you listen, I don't care what you got. If you got all that stuff, what would a profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I want the presence, the power. And because of the presence of God, don't mean you cross every T, dot every I. We talked about David. Again, Bishop was alluding to that before. David is a man after God's heart. You know why? Because he wanted God. And I want God. I want, with all my faults and all of my imperfections, I want God. But his presence. There are several ways you get his presence. Number one, I believe you got to become a man and woman of prayer. Amen. You got to become a man or woman of prayer. And that's why the Bible tells us in Psalms 91 about that secret place. And then secondly, you got to become a man and woman of worship. Now, when I talk about worship, I'm not just talking about singing. I'm not just talking about lifting your hands. Worship has to be a lifestyle. Amen. It's that everything I do, I want to please God. I want to make sure that God is glorified through my life. That's true worship.
Yes.
True worship. There are people who lift up their hands and they'll cuss you out while they lifted their hands. There are people who are shouting, running, stop all over your toes and not even say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But when you get into the presence, that's what's missing in the many buildings. There are a lot of buildings. Some buildings have Ichabod written over it. The presence of the Lord has departed. There have been places that the presence of God was, but they brought the world in. And God, listen, God was not going to compete with the world. If you want the world, he'll let you have it.
Right.
But I would rather have God. Give me two folk, but two or three gathered together in his name. There I be in the. Give me two or three people. I don't need 1,000. There's nothing wrong with 1,000, but I'm saying if I want to have some, I don't want the world. I want God. I want the presence of God. And there are churches, there are people who want the world. They let the world comes in. They let the and you can have it, but not for me, because I know what the presence of God will do. The presence of God will open up doors that cannot be that has not been opened. He'll close some doors that cannot be closed. The presence of God will bring healing.
Yes.
The presence of God will bring deliverance. The presence, where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes.
I feel good. I feel liberated because of the presence of God.
You know, there's so much you said there, Bishop. When I think about the presence of God, I said wholeness. It just makes you know that God has those x-rays eye and he knows about us. And when you come into the presence of God, you know that whatever, if you sin and come short, he's a restorer. He, in his presence, he begins to restore you and to bring in, and to let you know that it's good to repent. It's good to, whenever you come into fault and you ask God for forgiveness, and you can feel his love. You can feel his arms and his presence all around you. And even though sometimes you got to be very careful that you don't allow you get beyond yourself. And that one thing I believe the presence of God does, keeps you with humility, keeps you humble before him. Because you know, when you really look at it, man, without God, I'd be nothing.
Right.
And, you know, some people can play the keyboard and make people dance and all that. But that's not like the presence of God. Mm-hmm. It's like a quietness that gets down on the inside of you. And you hear that small, still voice talking to you and say, you're my child, and I love you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the presence of God. And when you get that wholeness, you lift up your hands automatically, and you're doing it in spirit and in truth. You're telling God everything about you and not no one else. That's the presence of God.
Amen. Amen. I always say this, wherever the presence of God shows up, the fullness of God shows up.
Yes.
I mean, his power shows up. His anointing shows up. His glory shows up. You know, I was thinking about that in what was it? 2 Chronicles 5:14, how that when the presence of God showed up in the temple, how that they could no longer minister unto him because his presence was just so great. It was so majestic. It was so glorious. And that's when you encounter the presence of God, nothing else, no imitation, no performance, no entertainment, none of that stuff will do when you come into the genuine presence of God. And you know what I really like about it is it's not so much that, you know, I'm seeking after and I'm desiring his presence. God desires to be in my presence. You know, that's, you know, you know, when you look at, you talking about Adam and Eve, how that, you know, Adam and Eve was, they were in the very presence of God. But what's interesting to me is that it was God that came in the cool of the day.
Yes.
He was looking for Adam and Eve and their presence. And it was their presence that was not there that God asked the question, where are you?
Yes.
Where are you?
Wow.
So what I'm saying is this thing isn't just one-sided. Mm-hmm. It's not so much that I'm desiring and I'm seeking the presence of God, but God also desires to be in my presence as well. You know, you talked about that secret place and how that, you know, when you go into the secret place, God's presence is already there.
Absolutely.
His presence is already there. So it's not like you got to get into that secret place and you just got to pray God's presence down and you just got to, oh, Lord, we need, you know, all, you don't need all that.
Yeah.
His presence is already there. It's waiting on you. Yep. It's waiting on me. And so, you know, whenever I come into the presence of God, you know, I'm not the same. You know, I believe that when someone has a genuine encounter with the presence of God, it brings about a life change.
Absolutely.
You're no longer the same. Your desire is no longer said. Now, that don't mean you ain't gonna still be tempted and all that kind of stuff. But I do believe because you've experienced the presence of God, you desire his presence more than anything else, because in his presence is the fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore, which simply means that there's nothing else that can compare to the presence of God. Nothing else can fulfill you in life like the presence of God. How important is the presence of God? I need him. I cannot live without him.
Amen. You know, Bishop, when you both were talking, I was thinking about, you know, they sing a song, Come Back Here, My Lord, Come Back. You don't have to sing that song.
Right,
really.
Right.
He's already there waiting.
Already there.
According to Matthew 6, chapter, verse number 6, that he's already in the waiting place. Now, come on back here, Lord. Come on. And, you know, when you were talking about when they were dedicating the temple, Solomon, it was the Shekinah glory of God that filled that place. And that glory is still present. Well, we're going to open up the lines. You can call us at 336-387-0562, 336-387-0562. And today we're talking about, is God's presence important in your life? Let's go to social media. Sister Stewart says, God's presence is everything in my life. Without the presence of God, I would not even be alive. The one thing I'm going to do in this life is to continue to stay under the authority of God. Having the presence of God in your life always allows your fruit to show. Amen. 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 God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing. Those of you, again, let's go back. I saw Watkins. Where was that? I'm sorry. Yeah, let's go down. Yes, Bishop Watkins says the presence, Bishop Charles Watkins said the presence of the Lord is here. I feel him in the atmosphere. Amen. Amen. And once you experience it, let me tell you, once you experience it, you don't want anything else. Amen. I don't want a substitute. You know, it's amazing. People, oh, yes, oh, that was, no. Give me the presence. Yes. Once you experience that. Bishop Watkins also said, without the presence of the Lord in my life daily, I am absolutely empty. I need his presence daily to operate effectively for his glory. Absolutely. Amen. Of course, let's keep on going. Sister Jordan, yes, bishops, the presence of God is my everything. He calms the storms and he creates my boundaries. He creates my boundaries in this life. He strengthens me. They moved it. He strengthens me and he reminds me consistently that in every situation I face with him, I am the richest I'll ever be without his presence. Amen. Again, without the presence of God, I would still be filthy, wretched as I was before God found me. Absolutely. Sister Wright says, like you said, Bishop, you can be saved by confession, but until you become a believer of Jesus Christ and are willing to sacrifice and obey what he says, his children would not truly understand the importance of his presence until I truly started understanding. Let's press see more. Okay, until I truly start understanding who my father is in my life, I could appreciate his importance in my life. But now that I truly know all he is, he has done for me even when I didn't deserve it, and what he has done in my life and has continued to do in my life, I can't be dumbfounded anymore. He speaks, I hear, and I obey. Amen. God bless you. Sister Howell says, Bishops, God's presence is inescapable and that he is everywhere I go. He's all up in my home, my church, Love and Faith, my car. Everywhere I go, I have the joy of Christ because he is imminent. He dwells within me. Amen. I don't want to go without him. Pastor David Aljapan from Court Floridia, Ghana. God bless you, man of God. It's so good to have you. We could go back up. Yes, God bless you, sir. Good to have you. Let's keep going down. Bishop Stiles, David Stiles, Okran from Norway. God bless you, man of God. Wow, Bishop, I love this. The scripture says that the Lord is with you while you are with him. My constant connection and thoughts of him bringing me closer to him. I need him every hour. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I really do need God. I'm one of those guys that I'm not talented enough. I'm not gifted enough. I know there are some guys and ladies that are talented and gifted, but I am not that talented and gifted that I cannot do this. I got to have God. I got to have his presence.
Amen. Yeah.
I got to have God's presence. And so, please join us, by the way, a phone 336-387-0562, 336-387-0562, or you can join us by social media, live streaming, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You can join us there. And again, today we're talking about, is God's presence important in your life? And again, I would dare say that God's presence is in my life. We have a caller. Let's go to the lines. Thank you so much for calling. What's the answer? Is God's presence important in your life? It's not on my screen. Oh, Sister Monica Prince, God bless you, woman of God. It's so good to have you. Is God's presence important in your life?
Yes, he is important into my life. And Lord, Bishop, it's something that I just try to live the best I can and with people. And when others will tell others about you, and you know that you are really showing this. These are your gift that you're showing, and not that you're trying to be so better than others. So I just feel like the Lord is with me at all times, which I know.
Amen.
And I just love that.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Prince. Thank you so much for calling and sharing. Of course, today we're talking about is God's presence important in your life? And, you know, He goes with me everywhere I go. But I just, you know, I just see, and there's nothing wrong with talents and gifts, but I'm telling you what's wrong with it if you're trying to portray a talent, a gift without the presence of God.
That's
because that way we become sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. I've seen some people who had, you know, their voice range go up and down, and they just can go, but there's something missing. And what's missing in a lot of people is the presence of God. And even though they're saying they're saved and all that, that's why I believe we have to check our motives. By which we do things. I can't just do things for money. I can't just do things. I got to do it because I've been graced to do it, and I got to do it because I love God. I mean, I was talking to someone just recently, and they were saying, well, yeah, you know, it's all right to charge. I said, well, what happens if the Holy Spirit tell you not to charge? What do you do? He said, well, you know, I don't. I said, no. It's called the presence of God being with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I enjoy in His presence.
Yeah.
That's what the psalmist says in Psalm 16. In His presence is fullness of joy.
Yeah.
The fullness. You can't get no fuller. Listen, if you have a glass full of water, you can't get no fuller than full.
That's right.
In His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore.
You know, what happens is, why the presence of the Lord is so important. I thought about Mary and Martha, mm-hmm. how sometimes we can get so busy, mm-hmm. caught up in everything, and like Martha did. But Mary understood being in the presence of the Lord, and she sat at the feet of Jesus. I believe it's so important that we as believers in the Lord is that we take that time to understand and to know the presence of the Lord. And that's that quiet time. That's that time you have with you and the Lord. And even when you go into a large auditorium and there's other people around, you see other people, but you know the presence of the Lord. Why? Because you spend some time with Him and you know Him. And when you know Him, He begins to open up things to your worship. In other words, your worship becomes authentic.
Yeah.
Your worship becomes truthful.
Yeah.
That's what the presence of God does.
Absolutely. You know, Bishop, yeah, as you were speaking about Martha and Mary, and I was just thinking about the importance of being able to just sit in His presence. Mm. And, you know, I know this was several years back. Bishop taught a message, walk, sit, and stand.
Yeah,
and,
I remember that. And
I've always, you know, I've always been from that perspective of walking with God,
yeah.
you know, and through my walking with God, serving God,
yeah.
and just constantly, you mm. know, doing and seeking how much more I could do to please Him, mm. not understanding the significance and the importance of just sitting
yes.
in the presence of God. And I remember you taught that message, Bishop. I've never, and it's been wow. years ago,
yeah.
and I've never forgotten it. Yeah. But as I begin to walk out my life with God, I found the importance of being able to just sit
yeah.
in the presence of God in the silence of the moment.
Yeah.
You know, and it's amazing how you mature even in that sitting phase.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, before I would sit, but I would talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
I was constantly be making requests or petitions to God. But it was like I heard God say, "Just be quiet."
You
and I heard it through the message that you. Preach.
Be quiet.
It's just so amazing.
Yeah.
And it was like I heard God say, just be quiet. I need you to just sit in my presence. And it was by me sitting in His presence that I became so overwhelmed, you know, by His presence that at that point I understood
wow.
the significance and the importance of just sitting in God's presence. And even to the day, I made it a part of my life every day. Absolutely. Before I get started, I just go into the presence of God and I just sit. Yeah. I just sit. And it's I feel so refreshed, yeah, so revived when I come out of his presence to start my day. And so I just wanted you to know that message that you taught, wow, you taught it years ago, yeah, but it's still being, wow, a blessing in my life today.
And you know, Bishop Beatty, you know, when you were talking, I just thought about it's a discipline.
Yes.
And you know, a lot of people go sit for one day and nothing happens and they get up and say they don't work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a discipline, yes, that you gotta be, that let the Holy Spirit teach you that discipline of just sitting,
yes,
and not doing it. We're so busy doing stuff. We're so, mm-hmm, busy. I gotta do this for the Lord. And God says, there's a part of that, but there's something called sitting,
yes,
in my presence that, again, that I will talk with you. You will learn the importance of not being as busy. Well, of course, you can call us at 336-387-0562. Or you can visit us on social media. Well, let's go to the lines. We have Brother Maurice from Winston-Salem. God bless you, man of God. It's so good to have you on the air today. Is God's presence important in your life?
Definitely. Definitely. And yes, Lord. I want to say, as always, God bless y'all. Good hearing y'all. I miss y'all. I want to say, first and foremost, all the praise, all the honor, all of the glory in the highest be to Heavenly Father, Almighty God, through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
This is a topic that we need, and not just in the times we're in, that in general we need. And I was talking to someone earlier this week. We were talking about a few things about the world in the times we're in now and God just in general.
Mm-hmm.
What comes to mind to me with this topic is, absolutely, it isn't, it's not even a question. I believe it was Bishop George said it earlier. I have to have him in my life. Yeah. And the reason I remember what he said a little while ago before you opened up the lines, what is the power of God's presence, mm-hmm, came to mind. And it was something I remember reading a while ago. The presence of God is very crucial, mm-hmm, in the life of any believer.
Mm-hmm.
If we ever, mm-hmm, go to live a life of dominion,
mm-hmm,
the presence of God triggers miracles, wholeness, and determines how far we can go in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one thing off this topic that I remembered. And thank you, Bishop George, because you triggered me remembering that when I read it before instantly when you said something a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Three types. And thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Trinity. I mean, I tell you, with me, three is a big thing with me. When I came to the Lord, it's like, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. And I was like, what is it with three? And I was like, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, Father. And I kept saying it. And the Holy Spirit, like I always tell everybody, in general, is your GPS through life. It will bring clarity and bring understanding to anything. And when I kept doing it, what came to mind, like I told you a while ago, all three are one.
Mm-hmm.
And just expounded on the rest of that, what the three were, what are the three types of God presence? God is sometimes described as omnipotent,
mm-hmm,
which meaning all powerful, which we all know, thank Jesus. Omniscience, which means all knowing. And the third one, omnipresence, which means present. And this is another one I think Bishop George said also a second ago, everywhere at all times, which omni, actually the prefix means all, like total, all in all. And it's just one more, like, what about God? It's a scripture that I think you mentioned before, Pastor, that triggered this memory of mine, and I think it was Psalms, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was Psalm 26:8. And what does the Bible say about dwelling in the presence of God? with that scripture, David declares it. That's the psalm of one of David's psalms. Oh, Lord, I love thy habitations of your house and the place where your glory dwells. In the following psalm, David professed also his yearning to be singly driven in his heart, saying, one thing I ask of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we all know that right there, that ending part is from Psalm, the 23rd Psalm, which is one of the psalms the Lord put in my heart when I first started seeking after before. Actually, and remember saying, this is before I was actually saved and baptized. I didn't even do my salvation yet. He instilled in my heart and embedded Psalms 23 and the Lord's Prayer. Those two, and I meditated until I memorized them in my heart. And I tell you, the way the Lord works is so amazing. And the last one, I'm not going to take you, enter into the gates with thanksgiving, like we all know, and enter his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord Yahweh is good, his mercy is everlasting, and the truth endureth to all generations. I mean, I can't live without the presence of the Lord. I need him everywhere with me at all times. When I'm not praising him, I still need him with me. It's no me. Like you, one of y'all just said, and I think it was Bishop Behe, or it was Bishop George, but one of y'all just said, there is no me without him. And I thank Jesus for that. God bless y'all. I love y'all.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Brother Maurice. We always, you know, thank God for, you know, your comments. And, you know, I tell you, this has really been such a tremendous blessing here today, because, you know, when we really, you know, think about it again, when you ask the question, you know, is the presence of God important in your life? If you're a born again believer, we know that answer. His presence is important in your life. It has to be important, you know, in your life. Well, I tell you what, let's go back to the lines. We have Sister Lisa from Winston-Salem. God bless you. Welcome to What's the Answer.
Good morning. God bless you guys, the soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Amen.
You guys are still sharpening each other and
Thank
others.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How important is the presence of God in your life?
Oh, it's everything. Through the power of his Holy Spirit, it restrains us, keeps us on track, reminds us of the things of God. To me, it's a necessity, and there's nothing in the world, nothing that exists that's more power and more important than the power of God.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Lisa, for sharing with us on today. Praise God. How important is the Holy Spirit's presence in your life? And again, that's a question that each one of us has to answer, you know, individually on a personal level. And I'm sure that all of us would concur that his presence is important in our life. Just as Moses, we talked about that earlier, how that Moses, he said, Lord, if your presence doesn't go with me, then Lord, we're not going. He understood how important God's presence was in his life. Jesus understood how important the presence of God was in his life. The Bible says that many times early in the morning, he would just steal away so that he could get alone and be in the presence of God. In one of the books, it records how that Jesus spent all night in the presence of God. And after spending all night in the presence of God, he came walking on the water to the disciples. And so, you know, I'm saying that to say this is that, again, God's presence is an essential in our lives. We cannot do anything effectively for the kingdom without his presence. I need his presence. I cannot teach. I cannot preach. I cannot pastor. I cannot lead the way that I do according to his will without the presence of God. And that's why I believe that God didn't just send the Holy Spirit to be with us, but he sent the Holy Spirit to be in us so that no matter where we are, no matter where we go, the presence of God is right there.
You know, when I think about the presence of God, I want to piggyback on what you said, Bishop Beatty, earlier, how the Lord came down with Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. And what's so important about knowing the presence of God is that God wants you to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wants you to know that you feel his presence. And then he wants to be in your presence.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's so important to understand when you have an awesome God who controls the whole universe, wants to come and commune with you.
Yeah.
And to have and to feel his presence. That's something that's so important in our lives, that God wants us not only his presence, but he wants to be in our presence.
Absolutely.
And then I think about when I think about that, I think about how that when I have God's presence, how much dependable I come upon him. Mm-hmm. My dependency is not on me anymore. It's solely on the Lord.
Yeah.
When I go into church service, like you say, when I preach or teach, even when I among other people, my dependency is on the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not careful, we begin to speak out of turn.
Right.
But when you are aware of the presence of God, that God is a God that loves us in spite of the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we leave, even when we go different places. It's so important to have the presence of God in our lives, the way we talk, the way we think. It's a way of life, having the presence of God.
Amen.
It's just something so powerful that you really can't put it in words.
Right.
I can't. Maybe y'all can, but it's so powerful and it's so awesome that God, that we have the presence of God. And you know, since you've been there so much, then you begin to understand his presence.
Yeah.
And when you understand his presence, you become still. You remember when Elijah, earthquake, the wind came,
mm-hmm.
but it was the still presence of God
mm-hmm.
that gave Elijah the ability to go back and do what he had to do.
Absolutely. And it wasn't until Elijah recognized that still small voice was
yeah.
the presence of God. In
yeah.
other words, it wasn't in all of the, wasn't in the earthquake, wasn't in all of the noise.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't in the wind. It was in that still quiet moment that Elijah recognized the very presence of God. And that's why when it comes to the presence of God, you know, we got to understand it's not all about all the hype.
Yeah.
It's not about all of the entertainment. But again, you know, God's presence, when you have a genuine encounter, again, you know, with the presence of God, nothing else can compare to that. You don't want anything. You don't want anything that's pre-manufactured. You don't want anything that's an imitation. You know, you want the real thing. You know, I've
yeah.
always been that type of person. You know, don't give me nothing fake.
I don't want nothing.
You know, if I can't afford the real thing, then you know I'll do without it. You know, but the presence of God.
Bishop, when you think about it, back in the time, there's some people that are so caught up in entertainment, the organ playing.
Yeah.
And that's the only time they can really get into the presence of the Lord, when the drums are playing.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with all that.
Yeah.
But it's a genuine dependency when you really know the presence of God. You don't need no organ.
Right.
You don't need no choir.
Right.
You don't need no praise and worship.
Right.
You don't need none of that, just because you have the presence of the Lord with you.
Right.
And that's more than enough.
Right, and it's his presence that satisfies. It's his presence
yeah.
that brings about total fulfillment. You know,
yeah.
in the moment of the hype of the drums and the organ and all of that, it sustains you for that moment. But no sooner than, you know, the service is over,
yeah.
you know, many people, they have nothing to sustain them
to sustain
throughout
them.
The week.
That's
when they
so got to
deal with the real issues of life. But when you have the presence of God and you're aware, and that's the main thing, being aware of God's presence in your life. One of the things, I'm constantly reminded of the Holy Spirit's presence in my life, because sometimes there are some spur of the moment decisions that has to be made, and I don't have to, you know, go get in my secret closet to get an answer from God, but I have the Holy Spirit's presence right there, that all I have to do is just petition him as it relates to the decision that I have to make. And he will always give me that godly wisdom. Wow. He will always lead me in that path that leads to truth. And so, you know, it's amazing how God is a master orchestrator, how God has set everything up, put everything in place, that as Christian believers, we have no excuse for not living a successful Christian life and being a godly example to the world around us, because we have the very presence of God. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit dwelling and living down on the inside of us.
When you're talking, I thought about the scripture, count it all joy.
Yes.
When you fall into diverse temptations.
Yes.
And how can you do that? Because the presence of the Lord is with you.
Amen.
When you're going through some trials and tribulations and you have the presence of the Lord, it makes the trials and the situation that you're in and the circumstance you're in more enjoyable, because why? You have the presence of the Lord and you know he's there.
Amen. Amen. And again, you know, the presence of the Lord, again, when you have a genuine encounter with his presence, you don't want anything else.
Yeah.
That's different. Tondra Howell said, exactly, Bishop, I want the real thing also. It's not Coca-Cola, it's his presence. Amen. Give me the real thing. I don't want all this other stuff. I don't want this imitation. Demetrius Jordan said, more than enough is his presence. Enough said, more than enough is his presence. Nothing else, no one else can satisfy. Nothing can fulfill us more than the presence of Almighty God. God, you know, there's been times when I was like, well, God, you know, I need more of this. God, I need more. And the Holy Spirit have stopped me right in my tracks. So you don't need that. You got everything you already need. And he is more than enough. And he brings about fulfillment in life. You know, we could say, man, God, if I had $1 million. No, God said, you got more than $1 million.
Yeah,
there's no price tag on my presence. Nothing is more valuable than my presence, because my presence is eternal. All this other stuff that people are seeking after to bring about fulfillment, to bring about pleasure in this world, is all temporary. But I'll trade the temporary for the eternal. I'll trade, however you want to put it, I want the eternal. I don't want the temporary. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
So we can understand what I'm saying here. And so for me, you know, God's presence is invaluable in my life. Mm-hmm. I got to have him.
Yeah, when you think about it, when you have the presence of the Lord, it makes you content.
Yeah.
Makes you compliant to the things that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, I've become content in everything, that I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
If you can get the presence of the Lord so to the point where you will not complain, because you'll know that our God is with us,
and
his presence is with us.
Yeah.
I am content. I'm just settled in.
Yeah.
I'm resting in the Lord. See, when you have the presence of the Lord, you learn how to rest in him.
Yeah, that's good.
You know how to relax in him.
Yeah.
You know that he's in control.
Yes. Wow, I love that, Bishop, being able to rest in the presence of God. The Bible talks about there being another rest.
Yeah.
And I believe that rest, you know, it only comes from being in the presence of God. I'm sure that Adam and Eve, they missed presence of God. They missed what they had, you know, with God. But I thank God that God already had a plan, that God was going to restore, bring about a restoration of his presence through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who dwells and lives with us on today. And so I'm just so excited about being able to live in the presence of God. And I just want to encourage everyone that's tuned in on today, take advantage of that opportunity that you have to be able to spend in the presence. Find time. I know we're living in a busy world with so many things to do on our to-do list, but let's set all that stuff aside and just find some time that you can just sit in the presence of God. I promise you, if you will do that, nothing else will ever compare to his presence. And so I'm just grateful for the opportunity to just, you know, be able to just fellowship, dialogue with my brothers and sisters of Christ, just to see how that we're all in unity. We're all on one accord when it comes to the presence of God. just as we said early, the presence of God is an essential in our lives. I can't live without the air that I breathe. I can't live without water. I can't live without food. Can't live without the blood running warm in my veins. Those are essentials. But the most important and the most essential thing in my life is the presence of God. And I don't want to live life without him. Well, listen, I tell you what, this has been a tremendous time with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for faithfully tuning in each and every week. It's time for us to go, but God willing, we'll be back next time. God bless you. Go to a Bible Believer, Bible Preaching Church on this week. God bless you all.
Thank you for joining Pastor Michael Thomas for What's the Answer, a live call-in talk show. What's the Answer? Every Friday from 11 till 12 on this station.